Hey, it is the Quick Bites portion of our Out to Lunch segment. Now, this is where our lunch guest gets three questions. They're always the same three questions we ask each week, all right? So it deals with books, movies, and jobs. In other words, what book have you read ever that has touched you? What movie have you seen that has really touched you, and what has it done? And if you weren't doing what you're doing right now, what would you be doing? Join us at the Range Grill and Golf as we do Quick Bites with Haley Anderson of Iowa Voters for Companion Animals. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
It is the Business News Hour, and we are out to lunch at the Range Grill and Golf on Hickman Road in the beautiful city of Urbandale. Welcome once again, and our guest for our Out to Lunch broadcast is Haley Anderson, and she is with the Iowa Voters for Companion Animals. I'm very close to this because Mary LaHaye, who was on our broadcast 4 or 5 years ago, helped me win a major award from the Iowa Broadcast News Association because of this topic. Haley, welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much for having me. No pressure.
No pressure at all, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yikes. Oh, my God. All right. Before we get into this, I want you to give our listeners an opportunity to figure out what the hell Iowa Voters for Companion Animals is, and then we'll go into Quick Bites' three questions.
Okay, sure. Iowa Voters for Companion Animals is a unique animal welfare organization in the state of Iowa in that we have a 501c4 nonprofit designation. That's really critical and important for us because that's what allows us to lobby extensively on behalf of Iowa's dogs and companion animals.
Yeah, and when we're talking about companion animals, those are dogs and cats and gerbils and whatever it else happens to be, right?
Sure, so pets. So the animals that we share homes with and the ones that we consider members of our family.
They are.
Absolutely.
Anymore. Do you know how many billions of dollars are spent on companion animals in this nation every single year? And we, my family, is responsible for a couple of million dollars of that, I think, you know?
Mine as well.
Yeah, you too. All right. So you are all about helping protect and keep. And I would also imagine a City View just had a major article on cruelty to animals and the number of puppy mills that there are in the state of Iowa.
Absolutely. Well, and I have to say thank you to you as well. We very much appreciate the media's attention and highlighting that this is a serious issue within the state of Iowa. So as an organization, we don't do direct care work. We focus on the root cause of the primary issues facing pets in Iowa. And so right now that is, one, the lack of adequate cruelty laws, and two, the large number of irresponsible dog breeders or puppy mills in the state of Iowa. So those are kind of our two major focuses right now within the state of Iowa.
And when we get out to lunch for that segment, we will talk all about that in heavy depth. But right now, it is time for Quick Bites. Three questions. Every single one of our guests on the Business News Hour Out to Lunch segment gets the same three questions, although we don't time you. We should have a stopwatch going on this.
Yes, because we need more pressure in this segment, I think. Let's go ahead and do that.
All right. Question number one from the Range Grill and Golf. And you've never been here before.
I have never been here. No, it is.
Do you play golf?
Quite cute. I do not.
Okay.
Putt-putt golf. Putt-putt. Does that count?
It does, yeah. I mean, and you don't have to get in the elements here. They've got a state-of-the-art golf facility here. Simulator.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so after this.
Right.
We'll just head on over there.
All right. Putt-putt. All right. Three questions. First question is book. What book, Haley Anderson, have you read in your life that has made an impact on you? And what was that impact?
Sure. That is a very difficult question. There are really way too many books to narrow it down to one. So today, in keeping with our theme, and a book that I've recently picked up is Mary Oliver's Dog Songs. So Mary Oliver's
Dog Songs.
Dog Songs. She is a brilliant poet that recently passed away, unfortunately. So this is a really nice mix of medium and subject. She's absolutely a dog lover, or was a dog lover. And it's also a book that I recently gave to a friend who had their dog pass away.
Oh.
So it's brilliant, straightforward. It's not Shelley. It's not Plath, right? But it's straightforward, simple poems that really capture the essence of dogs. And it's not just happy, happy, joy, joy, which obviously we love about
sure.
our dogs, but it's also the heartbreak of losing them and how you cope with that. And that's a very big part of owning and sharing your life with a dog.
Wow.
So that's one that I would have to say.
Dog Stories.
Brilliant, brilliant book.
And the author is?
Mary Oliver.
All right. Mm-hmm. There you go. We will have links up for that so you can find Haley's favorite book of the moment and up on our radio blog. All right. So we've covered book. The next question we ask every Out to Lunch guest is movie. Benji?
I should have. That was maybe a little too on the nose with that one.
On the nose. No pun
intended. Right. So this one also a little bit difficult, but I will say one that surprised me, kind of in keeping with the theme as well, is the recent Mr. Rogers movie.
Really?
Won't You Be My Neighbor? So I went to the theater with a friend to see this, and it wasn't really my choice, and I was kind of a little bit skeptical about why this documentary-type film warranted the big screen, right? Why why this one? Even though, of course, I love Mr. Rogers and recall from my childhood, I remembered, you know, quaint childhood memories
sure.
of this individual and the storylines and TV show. But it was really touching, and at a moment, I think, in our country where there isn't kindness or often an individual that we look to for a moral compass, and that's what he was. And it was really this kind of emotional movie for everyone in the audience. When we left, you could tell everyone was very much impacted simply by this individual who was kind and cared and took on hard issues for children and wanted children to know that they were seen and that everyone is an individual and that's great and you are who you are and that's wonderful. And it was surprisingly touching and at a moment where I think we all need a little bit more kindness. And
isn't that amazing? I mean, Haley, when you think about that to lift up kindness, we have to go to a children's show and an icon of public broadcasting in Mr. Rogers to say, okay, maybe this is the way we should treat each other. Stunning.
Absolutely. It's so simplistic, but kindness is certainly a value that I feel is highly underrated in individuals, in our society, and certainly within politics today.
Yeah, and you spend some time in politics, I understand. All right. Wow. There, Mr. Rogers, Won't You Be My Neighbor is the movie. And this is the tough one, right? This is, if you were not doing what you're doing right now for Iowa Voters for Companion Animals, what would Haley Anderson love to be doing?
I don't know that I would be doing anything that didn't relate to animals in some way and moving the needle forward. That's just really where my life has been, and I can't really imagine it deviating too much from that. I would imagine it would be more in international relations in some capacity.
Really?
Yeah.
We need a little of that. Do you want to sign up?
Done. Where do I sign up?
Well,
let me ahead and do some things for Iowa first, and then I'll...
Hell, I don't care. You know, you could start with Xi Jinping over the president of China and see if you can get something done with our soybeans.
Oh, sure.
You know, I mean,
this is a very non-pressure type situation you've got me in right now.
Nothing here is pressure. Haley Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, three questions. We call it Quick Bites. She wants you to find out more about dog songs, Mr. Rogers, Won't You Be My Neighbor, and wants to do something in international relations if she wasn't doing what she really loves to do right now.
But it would still probably be related to animals.
Of course.
On the international. Why not? On the international level.
All right. Haley Anderson, Quick Bites. We're coming back with what? Out to Lunch with Haley Anderson as we do this at The Range Grill and Golf. Be right back.